Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic
hits. And this is in relation to, of course, the sector which has been impacted by COVID-19. Today I want to focus very much on the performing arts, music, dance industries that are now represented by PAEI, the Performing Arts Educators of Ireland. And over the last couple of months they have worked tirelessly to be recognised as an industry in Ireland, to be given clear guidance on how they can continue their classes safely during the pandemic. And I'm sure many of you out there listening today will have children in drama classes and dance classes and all sorts of different classes. And unfortunately, those classes haven't been on. And I think this is very important for the mental health of children. Through consistent canvassing, they have been constantly knocked back despite having detailed guidelines and plans which would ensure smaller numbers in the classes that could adhere to social distancing, but they still aren't allowed to do it. And these children are from 3 years of age up to 18 years of age. They use the skills taught to build on their confidence and deal with their anxiety that they face in school and their daily lives as a child, and particularly during this pandemic. Mind you, when I was a child, as I said earlier on, the only thing I ever worried about was who I was going to play with me today and was my bike fixed. Well, I have three children to talk to today who have been directly affected. I have Kira, who's 11 years of age. Hi, Kira.
Hi.
I have Niamh, who's 14 years of age. Hi, Niamh.
Hello.
It said actually on my screen, Niamh, line one, and I actually thought it was Niamh, who's 1 year of age, but that doesn't matter. Okay. And also, I'm going to have Oscar, who's 15 years of age. I'm going to come to him. Oh, there he is there. Oscar, how are you?
Hi, Niall. I'm good.
How good. Oscar, you sound like a 25-year-old.
No, I'm only 15.
All right. Well, look, the three. And the first thing, just to give us a little bit of perspective, all right. Kira, do you have your letter there that you sent into the minister?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
so I just because I know you guys are kind of more or less the same, and you've written letters too, and I have your letters in front of me here as well. But I get Kira to read her, and I think that gives us a good idea, a good handle on what we're talking about today. Kira, read your letter out for us that you sent to the minister.
Okay, I'll do that now. Hi, my name is Kira. I'm 11 years old. I have been in stage school since I was 4. It is my life. It was the one thing I looked forward to every week. Since March, I've only got to go to my 2 classes 2 times because of the silly virus. My teachers have been teaching me on Zoom, but it's just not the same. I know we are still dancing, but I still can only see my besties on a screen. We wouldn't have met if it wasn't for stage school, because we are from 4 different places. I'm from Kingscourt, Cokehaven. Niamh is from Ballybay. Kira's from Aliella, and Eva's from Killarney. Each Saturday, we do dance all day. This is what we do. We do hip-hop, stage school, and tap. But the best part of all is being able to go for lunch and to have the crack and catch up with all the gossip. We did so many special things together, such as pantos, shows, All-Ireland, competitions, Disneyland, and Hip-Hopical. We were supposed to go to Disneyland this year, but we were in rehearsals when our first lockdown happened. It was my first time being a main character in a show. We were supposed to go again in October, but that got cancelled too. When will this end? From Kira.
Well, I have to say that's very well read out and very well said, I have to say, Kira. I'll go to Oscar as well, and I'm going to come to you in a second, Niamh. Oscar, you're with Take Two. You're a student of Take Two. You can understand exactly what she's talking about. It's not just the stage school. It's not just the dancing. It's not just the drama or the acting or whatever it happens to be that a child is in. It's about how they're feeling and catching up with their friends. It's just about that social outlet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about the social aspect of it and how we're all able to, to communicate with one another. And we just, we can't fully do that through Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and have you tried to catch up with your friends that you would be normally doing that with?
Yeah, well, we have, the great thing is now we have social media, mm-hmm. which we can still contact, but it's just, yourself, it's not the same.
No, it's not. It's not like face-to-face, sure, it's not really.
No, there's nothing quite like that.
Yeah, and Niamh, you're also with Take Two as well. What are you doing? You have a passion for drama, Niamh, is it?
I love drama, yes.
Okay. I love a bit of drama myself, mind you. A different type of drama. And how often would you go to drama classes, Niamh? Normally?
I go to classes twice a week.
Okay.
And one class is an hour and then the other is 3 hours.
Okay. And of course, none of that's really happening at the moment, but very little of it. I mean, are you doing it through Zoom at the moment? Are you doing anything through Zoom?
Yeah, we do our classes through Zoom at the moment, but there's so many issues with Wi-Fi and connection.
Okay. And for you, I suppose it's a little bit more difficult because you're a wheelchair user yourself. So you can't get, it's difficult for you to go outside and do sports and other things during the lockdown. So this is something that it was very much a passion of yours.
Yeah, drama basically is my sport. It's my outlet, my exercise, everything to me.
Yeah.
So I'm not able to do that at the moment, but my friends are still able to play their sports. So why shouldn't I be able to?
Yeah, exactly. So they have another outlet. And Niamh, or sorry, Kira, just getting back to you as well. I mean, what is it you, I mean, you seem to do an awful lot, to be honest with you, because looking at, and I'm quite curious, by the way, what's hip-hopical?
Oh, well, hip-hopical is, well, it was a group that we made up for Ireland's Got Talent. Ireland's Got Talent, we were in Ireland's Got Talent last year.
Okay.
Or the year before, I'm not sure, really.
Okay. And did you get, did you get called to the next round? In Ireland's Got Talent? Oh, we lost her. Kira, you still there? Hello, Kira? Oh, she's gone. Lost her. Okay. So, Niamh, I mean, what do you think, what should the government do at the moment? Because obviously things are tough for everybody at the moment with social distancing and everything else. I mean, in the classes that you were in, would it be possible to have social distancing? I'm sure it would, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely, 100%. We had social distancing guidelines back when we were back in class.
Yeah.
So we have little spots on the floor where we all have to stand, we all wear our masks, get our temperatures taken, sanitize our hands.
Yeah.
So it's very safe and we should definitely be able to open because we have the exact same restrictions as school.
Yeah. And sorry, Kerry, you're back there now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know all about COVID-19, of course. And you're, I mean, you're only 11 years of age. And I don't think you should be worrying about things like this at your age. But how and ever, I mean, you live in this world that we live in at the moment. And what, I mean, what do you, when you, as an 11-year-old, what does an 11-year-old worry about when they worry about COVID-19? Or do you worry about it?
Well, sometimes I do. I sometimes worry about, like, if I do have it, I'd give it to my friends and then dancing would be over again.
Okay, so you're worried about how it affects your dancing and how it affects things you can do, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I get you. And go ahead.
And we won't be able to be with our families and stuff like that.
Okay, so you kind of miss the interaction with both your families and your friends, and that's what you're really missing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Oscar, I mean, as a 15-year-old, although there's not much risk to you from COVID-19 personally, but do you worry about COVID-19?
Well, yeah, it's a bit hard not to worry about it. When it's constantly in the news and when everybody's talking about it and how dangerous it is and all this, it's you know, it's very worrying. And even, you know, with teenagers, commonly mental health is a massive thing. You know, we kind of ourselves and children need a good sense of mental health. And being told to stay inside and not see our friends,
yeah,
it's hard. And when we have... Let's say with schools, like what Niamh was saying, we have all the protocols to prevent it and we have as much as we can do. And that's what we were doing in our acting class. And we were able to see our friends and we were able to socialise. But for some strange reason, we're not allowed to now.
It's a bit contradictory that you're all allowed to go to school.
Exactly.
Niamh, I mean, I said it to Niamh, it's a bit contradictory. I'm assuming you're in school, Niamh. So yeah. It's a bit contradictory that you're all allowed to go to school and the teacher is there and all your friends are there and your classmates. And I'm assuming you're not always 2 metres apart. And yet you can't go to your, you know, you can't go to the one thing that you really enjoy, which is your drama classes.
Yeah, it's very hard because drama is like another type of school. You learn so much and you get to see all of your friends and it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
And it's just so difficult to know that you can't be able to do that when you can go to school.
When you can go to school. So you can learn maths, but you just can't learn drama, which is a bit silly, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I mean, do you find that a bit silly, Kira? That, you know, you can go, and you're in school too, Kira, so you can go into school where there's, I don't know, many people are in your class in school. How many's in your class, Kira?
Well, we've got a junior room and a senior room. I think there's like 23 in the senior room, but there's 9 in my class in total.
Okay, so you can go into your class there and, you know, you keep your, so well, as much as you possibly can. I mean, you're a human being.
It's at the table.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep the social distance all the time. I'm sure you're close to your friends every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yet you're not allowed to have your dance classes or your drama classes or whatever classes you want to have in your spare time, in your free time, which is exactly the same thing.
Yeah, it's really odd that we don't get to have it in our spare time, like, properly. Because we normally just, like, it feels really odd when you can't, like, after, like, 7 months of, like, lockdown and coronavirus, you can't, like, jump on top of your friends and have to crack with them.
Yeah.
You have to stay, like...
apart, yeah.
It's really hard.
And are you looking forward to all that being over so you can get back to giving them a hug and jumping on top of them, as you say? Yeah. Are you looking forward to all that being over?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward for that to be over, because when that's all over, we'd be all over each other. We'd be giving each other hugs. Maybe even kisses.
I don't want you kissing boys now. All right.
No.
Boys are dirty. Don't be kissing boys. But I suppose, I mean, look, when you listen, Oscar, I mean, you've a little bit more maturity in you. Even you, I mean, it's really important at your age of 15 years of age, social interaction with your peers and with your friends, I mean, is really important. So, in other words, we're allowing you to have an education, which is your academia. But to this, this is more important. Your social is just as important to you as well. And it must be affecting everybody's mental health.
Yeah, well, for me in particular, I think that it's more important. We actually have drama I'm in fourth year. We have it as a fourth year subject.
Yeah.
And there's over 30 lads in my class. And to be honest with you, at any time, I could spread out my arms and I'd be able to touch like about three guys just sitting in the classroom. There's no distance going on. But we're able to do drama in school, but we're not able to do it outside of school.
Which doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And there's not as many in the drama class. And we're in a hall. We're in a proper big sports hall. 2 metre distance are insured. All protocols and all are insured. But for some reason, we're not allowed.
Yeah.
And for me, I find that very frustrating.
And Niamh, if Micheál Martin, our Taoiseach, I'm sure you know who he is from Cork, if he was in front of you today, what would you say to him?
I would ask him to please, please consider opening up the arts, because it means so much to so many people and it's so important to us, and it's an outlet and it's good for our mental health and we learn so much. We miss seeing our friends.
Yeah.
So please, please open it up.
Ciara, if he's listening at the moment, Micheál Martin, you know who he is, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mind you, when I was 11, I had no idea who the Taoiseach was or who the president of the country was at 11. So you're a very clever young girl. So if he was listening right now, what would you say to him?
Well, I'd say right now to him, make sure you open them up, because sometimes dancing is and singing and drama and stuff like that, it's like people's thing to like calm them down and have fun and stay with their friends and everything like that.
Mm.
So it's very hard when it's not open.
And are you going to, by the way, Ciara, are you going to be watching the Late Late Toy Show tonight?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to try stay up for the whole lot of it.
Oh, wait, do you normally fall asleep?
Yeah.
Right, okay. What, would you make it halfway through it and then you're gone? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd make it to like, probably like an hour into it, and then
well, maybe if you have a little sleep, maybe at 6 o'clock, and get your mum to wake you back up. Then maybe at 8, then you'd be wide awake for it.
Yeah, maybe like that.
Yeah, and ask her maybe because it's a special night, she might get you a bottle of Coke. That'll keep you awake.
Oh yeah.
And Niamh, are you going to be watching it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of like an Irish tradition. What about you, Oscar? Will you be watching the Late Toy Show?
100%. Yeah, it is a tradition in our family to watch it. I think every family as well in Ireland, you kind of have to watch it.
And of course, to you guys, it's very interesting because you've got other young kids on there who'll be dancing and singing. And I know Roald Dahl is the theme for tonight. Mr. Fox, I think, will be Ryan Tuberty, which should be interesting to see. I mean, so for you guys, it's very interesting because it's people like yourselves who'll be on the Late Late Show tonight.
Yeah, and I actually think as well, if somebody from Take-Two is actually on it.
Yeah. Oh, is there? Somebody from Take Two is on us tonight. Oh, very good. Oh, you don't know who it is, so we can give them a little shout out.
I can't think of her name.
Ciara?
Yeah.
Her name is Niamh.
Oh, her name is Niamh. Oh, Niamh. So you're telling me her name is Niamh, is it?
Niamh Smith, yeah.
All right, okay. Well, and Ciara, do you want to say hello to your friends just while you're on the radio anyway? You might as well.
Hello.
Which friends do you have in school? Do you have your friends in school listening?
Well, they could be.
Okay. And who's your best friend in school?
Oh, I'd say either Avian and Roisin.
And what? And who's your teacher?
Well, I've got two teachers, Miss Ward and Miss Mooney.
Are they nice?
Yeah, they're really nice.
Do they give you loads of homework?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
It kind of depends.
Niamh, who's your teacher?
I have a lot of different teachers.
All right, okay, so we can't go into the ball. I'm sure you have loads of teachers, Oscar, of course, because you're in secondary school and you're wandering between class to class, so you've loads of different teachers. Well, listen, I wish all three of you the best of luck, and I think you've outlined today how important it is for young children from 11 or from 3 years of age even, right up to the age of 16 and 17 and 18, how important the arts is, dancing, singing, drama, the whole lot of it, how important it is just not, I mean, education is important, obviously, but your social lives are very, very important. And we need to be very conscious of that, because the last thing we need to be doing is damaging young people's mental health. So I think it's really important that we outline that today. And I thank you very much for coming on, and I wish you all well in the future. And I hope those classes open back up soon. And I hope the minister was listening today. Kira, thanks very much.
Bye.
You're a star, Kira, by the way. You're going to have a great future in acting, I reckon.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I'd say so too. Oscar, listen, thank you very much indeed. Same to you. And Niamh as well. I wish you all well in the future now. Hope you have great
thank
futures,
so
Chris. All right, see you. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. There's Niamh, Kira and Oscar.